Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A blend of clouds and sun this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 94. Slight chance for storms.
Tonight, lows dip down to about 62. Tomorrow, high of 91. Temps well above average Sunday and Monday with highs in the low 90s.
Chance for storms
Monday.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently,
it's 81 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. Records show that former Coldwater Mayor Joe Ceballos, in ICE custody after he entered a guilty plea in a voter fraud case, is now in the Chase County Jail in Cottonwood Falls after turning himself in to immigration officials in Wichita earlier this week. The Chase County Jail houses detainees for ICE. Last month, Ceballos pled guilty to misdemeanor election charges for voting as a non-citizen. He has lived in the U.S. since he was 4 years old. Law enforcement are investigating two suspects on drug allegations. Just after 2:30 a.m. yesterday, an officer on patrol observed a wanted suspect identified as 36-year-old Alan Kendrick sitting in a vehicle in a parking lot in Atchison. The officer took Kendrick into custody on three district court warrants for failure to appear in court. During that arrest, Kendrick was found to be in possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
A power company reports that an animal caused a large outage impacting parts of northeast Kansas yesterday afternoon. Evergy reported through its online outage map that around 2,000 customers in parts of Riley, Pottawatomie, and Marshall counties were out of power. The company initially reported the outage around 11:45 a.m. yesterday and confirmed that its crews had repaired the problem by about 12:45. Saline County law enforcement are seeking tips for suspects connected to a stock trailer fire. According to the sheriff's office, on May 7th, between 6 and 7:40 p.m., unknown individuals intentionally set fire to a light blue 30-foot stock trailer located in Gypsum, Kansas. The trailer contained a large quantity of cardboard intended for recycling. As a result of the fire, both the trailer and its contents were destroyed. If you have any information concerning this incident, call Crime Stoppers at 785-825-TIPS.
Spring ahead with savings on new tires at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Receive $80 via Visa reward card or Visa virtual account after online submission on qualifying purchase of four new Michelin passenger or light truck tires now through May 23rd. Full details at Mike's OK Tire in Marysville. Take advantage of this special offer on a new set of Michelin tires to keep your travels safe all summer long. Mike's OK Tire in Marysville, offering tire sales and service, plus front-end alignments.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Nebraska has announced they continue to lead a 23-state coalition asking the U.S. Supreme Court to uphold a stay when it comes to abortion pills that are being sent by mail to individuals around the nation. As according to the Nebraska Attorney General, Mike Hilgers, he has filed the amicus brief asking the Supreme Court to leave in place a lower court stay of the federal regulation that removed the in-person dispensing requirement for the abortion pill known as mifepristone.
It's just we're seeing hundreds of these pills flooding into our state, and there's no supervision, no medical supervision whatsoever. We've seen that the paperwork that is received with these pills tells you to lie to the emergency room doctors and not tell them that you took these pills.
The filing goes in conjunction with the suing of the FDA, arguing the rule removing the in-person dispensing requirement was not based on sound science. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
Spring season is here, and it's time to get back out in the fields. It's planting season, farmers, and the Mid-America Ag Network is your go-to source to help you prepare your farm. Stay tuned as we give you the latest information, all including soil temperature reports, humidity reports, weather reports, soil saturation, and much, much more. Plus, we'll be covering planting progress from Texas all the way up to the Dakotas all through the season. Keep your planting season on track this year with the Mid-America Ag Network.
Is your flow running low? It's time to call Weniger Drilling. Maybe it's time to upgrade your well to a new solar pump. Weniger Drilling also offers numerous services, including water well plugging, sanitation, and co-compliance. Call today for a free estimate, 316-729-5881, or find them online at WenigerDrilling.com.
Weniger Drilling.
We'll bring that water up.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Department heads met with Marshall County commissioners at last week's meeting. County appraiser presenting tentative real estate and personal property valuations for 2026 compared to 25, showing a decrease in value mostly due to the decrease in agricultural use values. The health department just completed outreach clinics to the schools and recently hosted the drug Take It Back and received 117 pounds of unused or unexpired medications. Agency on Aging is hosting free rides through the month of May. Extension Office assisted with tax preparation for 475 families and are working with 4-H, soil samples, and the Master Gardener Program. Commissioners informed department heads that budget worksheets will be distributed and they need to be cognitive of spending requests as the budget year this year will be every bit as challenging as last year was. 38% of Gage County voters turned out for Tuesday's primary election. Spencer Behrens won a race for sheriff with 42% of ballots. Michael Hager netted 38% and Tim Hansen 20%. Incumbent Terry Juergens with 55% of votes for District 7 supervisor held off a challenge from Gary Bergmeier with 45%. In a six-way race for Wymore mayor, Paul Borzyszewski wins with 34%, while Max Manuelov took 31%. Kevin Sturm got 21%. Dwayne Rue takes Beatrice Mayor post with 51% of votes, and Ted Fairbanks carried 37%. High school graduations are this weekend with 18 seniors at Centralia. Commencement is Saturday at 10:30. 20 seniors at Frankfort graduate Saturday at noon. Valley Heights commencement is Saturday at 2 with 27 seniors. Diller O'Dell has 17 seniors graduating Saturday at 2, and Southern has 28 Saturday at 5. Sunday commencement at Hanover and Lynn both at 1 o'clock with 14 seniors at Hanover and 23 at Lynn. Washington County graduates 19 seniors Sunday at 2, while Marysville sends off 60 Sunday afternoon at 2:30. Our public affairs program this weekend is author Debbie Gossert, who recently wrote a book about the case of Fred Ewert of Washington County, who went missing from his farm home in 1993, which resulted in his neighbor's murder conviction, only the second in Kansas history prosecuted without a body. Join the conversation Saturday morning, 7:10 on KNDY. Ann Gossert will host a book signing next Saturday, May 23rd at the Washington City Library.
I did, yes, for me, definitely. And one of the comments that I hear most often from readers is, oh, I've learned so much that I didn't know. You know, even people who lived in Washington, there were so many rumors over the years about what happened to Doc Garner after his conviction. So this book takes the rest of that story and kind of fills in those missing chapters. There's one that kind of comes to mind. We were in a law enforcement office in Nebraska, and I was explaining my research to an officer there. And then all of a sudden, I got this comment, oh, I know him. He was my neighbor. So that kind of led the conversation into some information about a house fire that I hadn't found anywhere else. So it's amazing how many leads actually came from some unexpected places. I'm planning to do a short PowerPoint presentation and then open it up for questions and answers. And of course, I'll stick around and sign books. And I'm going to be there from 10:30 until noon. And also, I wanted to mention that Mighty Neighborly is available on Amazon if there's anyone out there who couldn't attend and would like to get a copy.
Donald J. Don Roach, age 86 of Wymore, passed away Monday. Massive Christian burial Saturday, 10:30 from St. Mary's Catholic Church, Wymore. Burial in the Calvary Cemetery, Wymore. Visitation Friday, noon until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 6 to 7:30. At the Laughlin Ovid Funeral Home of Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Don Roach. Funeral services for Sue E. Breeding, age 74, of Marysville, who passed away May 4th, are planned Saturday. Graveside service 2 p.m. at the Marysville City Cemetery, with a visitation Saturday 10 to 1:30 at Kinsley's in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Sue Breeding. Lynn C. Holthouse, age 86, of Beatty, passed away Tuesday. Massive Christian burial Monday, 10 a.m. at St. Malachi's Catholic Church, Beatty. Burial St. Patrick's Catholic Cemetery at Beatty. Visitation Sunday, noon to 5, at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Lynn Holthouse.
Warmer weather is here, and the great outdoors are calling. Take your meetings to the front porch, stream the game around the fire pit, and keep the same reliable connection from inside when you step outside with Blue Valley Technologies Outdoor Wi-Fi. Sign up today and receive free installation. Visit bluevalley.net or give us a call at 877-876-1228.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid to upper 90s, then some scattered showers and thunderstorms are possible overnight tonight, partly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Sunshine on Saturday with our highs in the upper 80s and lower 90s, then showers and thunderstorms are likely throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Showers and thunderstorms are possible in a Sunday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the lower to mid 90s, then more scattered showers possible throughout Sunday night, otherwise partly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 50s. Showers off and on throughout Monday as well, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid 70s and lower 90s, then more rain may continue throughout Monday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. Some rain showers are possible on a Tuesday, otherwise staying sunny with our highs in the upper 60s and lower 70s, then staying partly cloudy throughout Tuesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s. Some sunshine throughout Wednesday with our highs in the mid to upper 70s, and partly cloudy skies Wednesday night with our lows in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and some rain on Thursday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-May 75, record high on this date 91. The average low 51, the record low 34. Sunset this evening 8:34, sunrise in the morning at 6:14.
It is no fault of cats if they are born bird killers, but humans can do more to keep them separated. We look at one interesting solution today, next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
Attention U.S. importers. A massive $170 billion refund pool has just opened up following the Supreme Court ruling on IEEPA tariffs. If your business paid these duties, your first stop needs to be EasyTariffRefund.com. That's right, $170 billion is being returned to importers of record. To claim your share fast, head over to EasyTariffRefund.com. The government's new ACE portal is live, but the filing process is strict and the window is moving fast. Don't let technical errors stand between you and your capital. EasyTariffRefund.com simplifies the entire process. We audit your entry summaries, verify your ACH details, and ensure your claim is filed perfectly the first time. We handle the heavy lifting. Why navigate federal bureaucracy alone when you can go to EasyTariffRefund.com? It's the fastest way to get your money back into your business. Don't wait until the deadline passes. Visit EasyTariffRefund.com right now to start your recovery. EasyTariffRefund.com. Get back what's yours.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, May 15th, the 135th day of the year. In 1928, Mickey Mouse first appeared in a test screening for the short film Plane Crazy. Cat owners who also love attracting songbirds in the spring face a real quandary. Felines are hardwired to hunt and kill birds, and there is no training that can stop them. Is there a solution short of keeping them shut indoors? One company claims their product is 87% effective in thwarting bird kills. It's a collar made of brightly colored cloth, which acts as a warning flag to potential prey. Songbirds see bright colors especially well, even in low light. Millions of birds are killed by free-ranging cats each year, so even a small dent in that figure would be welcomed. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
That what sounds good for lunch question just got easier. Join us in Marysville from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. for Mobile Munch Mondays or Food Truck Fridays, brought to you by One Marysville. Try the best Meals on Wheels the area has to offer, from savory to sweet, and make your lunch decision easy Mondays on Broadway or Fridays in City Park from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. Follow One Marysville on Facebook for this week's eats.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, as the baseball season wraps up for college baseball across the state of Kansas, one individual with the Kansas State Wildcats has been named the Big 12 Co-Pitcher of the Week as we wrap things up with game number two in their final three-game series tonight, as the Kansas State Wildcats' James Guyette is the Big 12 Co-Pitcher of the Week, as the junior ended up throwing his first career complete game in Sunday last week with a 5-2 win over Cincinnati. Guyette allowed just two earned runs off of three hits with a career high of 13 strikeouts and one walk. Overall for the season, he's up to 99 strikeouts total for the season, joining the 12th pitcher in K-State history to reach that mark, where reaching 100 would make him the fifth Wildcat to do so in the history of the ball club. Right now, the Wildcats are down in Orlando, Florida. It's game number two of their final three-game series tonight, taking on the UCF Knights tomorrow. It's a midday pitch on Saturday at noon. After that, it's off to the Big 12 Championships that start next week. Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Hey guys, James Guerin here. It's that season again. Summertime is the time to keep your crop growing strong. What can you do to help the process? Stay tuned right here on the Mid-America Ag Network as we keep you updated on the crop progress all throughout the season. From the latest weather updates to quality updates across the Mid-America region, and even the latest technology to help you on the farm, let the Mid-America Ag Network be your guide to a successful crop this year. And it's all right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
The season is officially over for the Emporia State University women's softball team after they fell in the semifinals for the MIAA tournament, as they were unable to pull off the upset over the top-seeded Missouri Southern. Emporia State University softball team went into the tournament sitting at a number four seed, with going into it with an overall record of 29-18, with a conference record of 14-11 for the season, but went in squaring up against number one seed at Missouri Southern, that went in with a 48-7 overall record. Missouri Southern did grab an early lead in the third inning and ran away with the game the rest of it, as overall they said it was a good season and are looking forward to returning it next year.
Yeah, I thought they did fight, and we put some good bats on balls against Kiki, who's obviously really good at what she does, and we're able to push a run across against her and string some hits together. And then, you know, their two pitchers complement each other really well, and we just weren't able to change our eye level on Emily.
Mid-America Network Sports.
The Valley Heights Mustangs baseball season came to an end on a Thursday afternoon through the hand of the Jackson Heights Cougars, as the Mustangs fall 9-0 in opening round action of the Class 1-2A regional baseball bracket. It was an excellent pitching day for Jackson Heights Cobras pitcher Hayden Shuliok, as he goes 6 2/3 innings, allows just two hits, strikes out six, and allows just three walks to the Mustangs as Valley Heights falls 9-0. Some big bats for Jackson Heights as Drake Emiles and Austin Zeller both hit three-run home runs in this ballgame. Jackson Heights jumped out 1-0 after two innings and 5-0 after three innings and never looked back, as Preston Smirchak for the Mustangs started the game and was tagged with six earned runs, two walks, three Ks, and six hits. In just four innings of work, the Valley Heights is the 2026 spring baseball season 9-11, an improvement after a 5-19 season last year with a 9-0 loss to Jackson Heights. We'll have more Valley Heights Mustangs coverage Monday as the Valley Heights softball team is at McLeod at 5:30 in Class 1-2A regional softball action. Reporting for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasty.
Postseason baseball action, Marysville fell at Hiawatha 2018 on Wednesday, ending the Bulldog campaign 8-14. In our broadcast feature Thursday, Valley Heights fell at Jackson Heights 9-0. Mustangs end their campaign 9-11. Top seed Frankfort goes 21-3, edging Atchison County 7-6 in first round play. Frankfort is back in action on Tuesday. We'll have that live broadcast on FM 95.5. Postseason softball play. On Monday, Valley Heights girls at McLouth at 5:30. We'll have it live on FM 95.5. Then Tuesday night, Marysville's at Hiawatha at 5:30. And Centralia Frankfort will host Riley County also at 5:30. State tennis competition this weekend. Mominee Bush and Ian Lynch, Eli Fries and Corbin Fors in doubles competition advance to state.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With the century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
For the best in farming equipment with the service to back it, there is only one Bruna Implement Company, your local Case IH dealer. Since 1947, the staff at Bruna Implement Company works daily to provide the best parts and service when you need it, always dedicated to their customers. Bruna Implement Company has been family-owned for three generations, and they know what it takes to be successful as your area Case IH dealer. With locations in Marysville, Washington, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska. Stop by or give them a call today.
Welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. As always, joined with Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. End of season action is upon us here in the Twin Valley League. Got a lot to talk about, and we're going to start on the golf course. TVL Golf was held on Monday at Washington County, and it was a heck of a finish for the top three competitors in the Twin Valley League. Jeff, I'm going to let you take the reins and let everyone know who won that, how it won, and just the excitement that was Twin Valley League golf this season.
It was a name we hear quite often in TVL golf, Graham Valberg. But this time, Graham got a run for his money. Bronx Talley and Valberg finished after 18 tied at 77. They had to go to two playoff holes to get this done. Valberg does pick up the win, but Bronx gave him everything he could handle in this one. And I've said it all year, I love TVL golf. They play so well. Again, congratulations to Graham Valberg. And Bronx Talley just played amazing. Braylon Mine from Hanover also was very good coming up through about the midway of the round. He was within a three-way tie as well. But Onega as a team did win the event. They shot a 351 to Centralia's 354. So still tight throughout the end of the round there. But again, congratulations to Graham Valberg. He's just been excellent all year long, and it gets the TVL win this year.
And we'll have a full recap of regional baseball as first round action was Thursday, and then a semifinal and final action will be next Tuesday. We'll know who's going to state, hopefully, by the time next Friday rolls around. As we look at the softball diamond, those brackets were released. We're going to start on the 3A side of it. Want to give our kudos to the Centralia Lady Panthers. They finished 18-4 overall, a perfect 12-0 in Twin Valley League play, and they will be hosting Riley County, who is 10-6. 16 next Tuesday in first round action as they get their postseason going. Centralia, kind of like the Frankfurt boys, they're playing some really good softball here of late.
Runs. They have been able to put up runs, but then on defense, they have gotten very crisp as well. I think this is a team definitely still on the rise. And that's saying something when you get to the playoffs and you feel like you still have a little bit more to give. You still have a little bit more to put forth. And I think that right now is what this Centralia Frankfurt team feels like.
And then on the Class 2 1A bracket, looking at Twin Valley League teams, Onega is the 4 seed. They're going to be hosting Jeff County North as Onega finishes the season 17-8. And then Valley Heights will be on the road at McClouth as Valley Heights finishes the season 7-15 in the Twin Valley League. Donovan West also will be on the road as they finish 8-17. So there's your rundown of first round action for softball, which will be next Tuesday with the semifinals and finals to be held next Wednesday. So just like the boys, we will know exactly who's going to be making a run at state and a full recap of their seasons on next week's edition of the Rundown. So a lot of activity going on as always throughout the Twin Valley League as we close down the final 2 weeks. Jeff, as always, where can everyone keep tabs of everything happening inside the Twin Valley League?
Head on over to social media, both Facebook and Twitter. Log on as the TVL Sports Spotlight. And I do have a new podcast up to discuss that, and I will have live coverage of the events going on this week as well.
Jeff has got you covered with everything Twin Valley League, and so do we here. I have a quick rundown on the TVL Rundown. We thank you, as always, for tuning in. Hope to see you again next week as we'll be talking about some state qualifiers and our previews of some state track, baseball, and softball action as well. As always, for Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight, this has been Max Blasky with KNDY Radio.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive look at the athletics and athletes within the Twin Valley League. Joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Spotlight, I'm Max Blasky with KNDY. The TVL Rundown is a service of the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf and Bruna Implement.
Save yourself some maintenance and improve the beauty of your landscape with some late spring grooming. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Mums and asters are the most often pruned perennials. Pinching them back to 6 inches throughout June will encourage compact growth while still allowing enough time for the plants to flower and fall. Pinching and pruning other late season perennials such as Boltonia, Autumn Joy Sedum, and Heliopsis can reduce floppy growth and eliminate staking chores. Prune back Joe Pieweed, asters, and summer sun heliopsis by 1/3 to encourage fuller, more compact growth. This eliminates the need to stake these perennials. Pinch out the growing tips of Boltonia, swamp sunflower, and sneezeweed. These won't be noticeably shorter, but will produce more smaller flowers and be less likely to flop. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
KNDY.
It's one of the best-known songs of the past century. In fact, one president said it was his favorite, but then a lawsuit stopped it from being played. The story of the song and its rise to prominence is today's edition of The American Countryside.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar 4 or more times per day, injecting insulin 3 or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Paid for by U.S. Medical Supply.
Call 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936. Again, 800-409-1936. That's 800-409-1936.
In the early 1870s, Dr. Brewster Higley penned a poem titled My Western Home. It was by chance read by one of his patients, and the doctor was encouraged to have it set to music. It eventually became the song we know as Home on the Range.
The real notoriety came about in 1934 when two things happened. One, Admiral Byrd played it at the South Pole, and then Franklin Delano Roosevelt, as president, played it on the lawn of the White House, and he called it his favorite song.
But L. Dean Holtis says once the song became national news, a family stepped forward to say they had penned it, not Dr. Brewster Higley back in the 1870s.
Goodwins from Arizona sued NBC and said that's our song and wanted $500,000 of royalty money. This is in 34, big bucks. So they quit playing it but hired an attorney, Samuel Monfeldt.
The attorney researched the song and found that Higley did in fact originate the lyrics here in this small cabin on the banks of West Beaver Creek near Smith Center, Kansas. They were words inspired by this home, truly isolated on the range of Kansas.
He talks about the creek and the flowing and all of that. What he was writing about, I think, was the sensations that he felt as he lived here.
Higley nor his family ever received money for the song. This cabin in which it was written was largely forgotten for over 60 years.
1881 was the last time anybody lived in it. We have a picture that shows it was a chicken house in 35, and then Kansas adopted it as the state song in 1947. And that's when it piqued the local interest in it.
And today, that cabin is restored and open free of charge. The Home on the Range cabin that gave birth to a song known to all. Traveling the countryside near Smith Center, Kansas, I'm Andrew McRae.
Some money on bath sponges and grow them in your backyard. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Homegrown loofah sponges are great for exfoliating, and you can even eat them as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
If you're looking for an unusual plant to grow this year, try growing your own loofah sponges. Janine Davis is an extension specialist at North Carolina State University. She says the loofah is a member of the gourd family and grown like any other squash. However, the plant needs to climb on a support system, a very sturdy support system.
I would put up something, you know, with wooden posts and maybe some wire for them to climb on. If you do like a lattice type trellis, those will hold a few plants. But people that try to string them up like they do beans will usually find the loofah will pull them down because they're really heavy. Think of medium-sized pumpkins hanging on a trellis. They're going to have that kind of weight before they dry out.
If you don't want huge loofahs loafing around, pick them for the dinner table when they're about 6 inches long. You can eat them like you would any other squash. Loofahs are very sensitive to cold, so you do want to harvest them before the first frost. Davis says the sponges are ready when the skins turn a darker green.
When you can kind of squeeze them and start feeling the flesh separate from the skin, oftentimes at that stage you can pop off the bottom end, the blossom end, and at that point you can just run your thumb up along the skin and just pop this wet sponge right out of it. That's my favorite way to harvest them.
You can also just let them dry on the vine. They'll turn brown and you'll hear the seeds rattling inside. Davis says you'll have to either soak off the dried skin or roll them on a hard surface to break it off. Once the sponges are out, rinse them off and let them air dry. Save the seeds from this year's plants to grow next year's sponges. Learn more about growing your own loofah sponges at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
St. Mark's Lutheran Church has been a proud part of the Waterville community for 155 years. We love our town and we're honored to invest in its families. That's why we invite you to join us for the fun and festivities at Nickel Day on Saturday, May 23rd. The day is packed with excitement, including an incredible classic car show that gets better every year, plus games, activities, and delicious food for the whole family. While you're enjoying downtown, make sure to stop by and chat a minute with the friendly folks at the St. Mark's Lutheran Church booth. We love our community, and the welcome doesn't end on Saturday. We'd love to have you join us the very next morning for our Sunday worship service at 10:45 a.m. We can't wait to see you in Waterville on Nickel Day.
Do you ever feel like you're losing the financial race? Hi, I'm Rob West with today's Faith and Finance Minute. Proverbs 13:11 says, "Wealth gained hastily will dwindle, but whoever gathers little by little will increase it." It's a lot like the story of the tortoise and the hare. The hare represents our culture, fast, aggressive, always chasing quick results. But the tortoise? Slow, steady, and consistent. And in the end, the tortoise wins. The same is true financially. Quick wins and risky shortcuts often lead to losses. But steady, faithful habits, saving, giving, and living within your means build lasting wealth over time. God's design isn't about speed. It's about faithfulness. So don't rush ahead trying to get there faster. Walk steadily with wisdom. We can help you learn to manage your money according to biblical principles when you download the free FaithFi app. You'll find it on our website at faithfi.com.
Prairie dogs and the problems they cause for cattlemen. Today on Farm to Fork.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
A farm can be a great place to raise a family, but it can also be a dangerous place for children. Kids can learn a lot about work and responsibility, but you have to use good judgment when assigning tasks. It's best to wait if you're not certain a child is up to the task. Farm safety and health is everyone's business. This reminder is brought to you by Farm to Fork through the generous support of listeners like you across the country. Learn how you can help at NorthShoreProductions.com. Prairie dogs. Sure, they're cute, but they're a pain for cattle producers. Drew Ricketts, a wildlife specialist with Kansas State University.
Historically, they were really widespread throughout the Great Plains, especially in short grass and mixed grass prairies. In 1900, it's estimated that there was about 2 million acres of prairie dogs just in Kansas. That's about how many acres of black-tailed prairie dogs there is in the entire U.S. nowadays.
Ricketts explains.
A lot of that reduction has been due to conversion of prairies to row crop agriculture and also poisoning or eradication campaigns because of the competition that they have with cattle.
Rickett says with land use, you really can't have both prairie dogs and cattle together.
A prairie dog's diet really directly overlaps with the diet of cattle. The studies that have looked at this have shown as much as 85% overlap between the species that the prairie dogs ate and the species that the cattle ate. They also clip vegetation off. They want to be able to see really long distances because that allows them to detect predators coming in from a long ways away.
Population reduction efforts are one reason why overall prairie dog numbers have dropped. Habitat loss to urban development is another, and they are susceptible to various diseases and predation. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Guerin. With summer harvest arriving nearly 2 weeks ahead of schedule, let's take a look at some of the winter wheat crop condition numbers from around the Central Plains. Harvest report brought to you by Midwest Ag Pros. Get the most out of your crop insurance. We can have you covered in less than 2 hours, or you can visit online at MidwestAgProfessionals.com. How does USDA's initial winter wheat production forecast for the season impact both domestic and global wheat supply and demand estimates? Here's World Agriculture Outlook Board Chair Mark Jackinowski.
Total U.S. production down about 423 million bushels to about 1.56 billion bushels in terms of U.S. production. While we get the winter wheat production forecast from NAS for spring wheat, we are still basing that part of the forecast on prospective plantings and expected trend yields and whatnot. So these numbers are still rather tentative, but they point to a much tighter wheat balance sheet for next year.
And world supply demand estimate for total wheat.
It's reflected in tighter production worldwide, led by that reduction in the U.S. So overall, global wheat production down almost 25 million tons.
Adding to the complexity is the 1-2 punch of the May 6 freeze. While the South Central region is already seeing heads turn gold, scouts in the western third of the state are just now seeing the true impact of that sub-freezing spike. Many are finding blank heads or sterile tillers, which could push the state's abandonment rate even higher than the current 15% forecast. On the marketing front, the $7 wheat mark is acting as a psychological ceiling. While global supplies are tightening, the overnight disappointment in U.S.-China trade talks has kept a lid on any further price rallies. For Kansas growers, the focus for the next 10 days is clear. Keep the equipment ready, monitor the fire risk, and prepare for a Memorial Day harvest that, for many, will be the earliest and shortest in a generation. The attention turns to see if these high-protein prospects can hold their value in this extreme heat. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
It's time to stress less with more money in your pocket. United makes it easy for you to stay connected with family and friends and save while you're doing it with 3 months free. For a limited time, get 3 months free of mobile wireless or wireless internet service with United. Get high-speed connectivity, unlimited talk, text and data, and more money in your pocket. When you choose United, you're supporting a member-owned cooperative, proudly connecting Southwest Kansas with coverage you can trust. Visit getunited.com/radio or stop by a United store to get your 3 months free today.
Terms and conditions.
The Check 21 Act, passed by Congress, makes checking accounts a whole lot simpler today. Every check you write will be copied onto your monthly statement in smaller form, so at a glance you can see your check traffic. Verifying your check transactions will be faster and more efficient for you and for the bank. You'll have more time to hit a few golf balls or enjoy some quality time with your kids or grandkids. Citizen State Bank of Marysville, Waterville, and Hanover. Quality banking since 1907. Member FDIC.
The United States has joined Australia, Canada, Paraguay, Thailand, and Ukraine in filing a counter-notification with the World Trade Organization regarding India's underreporting of subsidies. That's today on Successful Farming.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Interact with Successful Farming on social media. Like us on Facebook at Successful Farming USA and follow us on X at Successful Farm for tips, ideas, timely news, and information from our editors. Find us on Instagram at Successful_Farming and love the latest photo or video. And take a look behind the scenes with our editors on TikTok at Successful_Farming. Check out our full lineup of Successful Farming podcasts. The Successful Farming Podcast goes in-depth into the topics that affect farmers and ranchers. The 15 Minutes with a Farmer Podcast offers a quick conversation between an editor and a farmer. The SF Shorts Podcast offers bite-sized interviews about agricultural topics. And the SF Daily Podcast covers commodity markets, weather, and the big things happening in agriculture each morning. Search for Successful Farming wherever you download your podcasts.
A partner to U.S. Wheat Associates, Ben Connor with DTB AgriTrade is a consulting firm in Washington, D.C., and he says under the World Trade Organization, India is supposed to report subsidy information However, they are not playing by the rules.
Well, underestimating, I mean, by huge factors. They have this 10% limit of the value of their production that they're not supposed to exceed. They're routinely getting 60, 70, 80% of the value of production for those two crops. So just, you know, massive subsidies. And so the U.S., United States did at the WTO recently was submit this counter notification that says, okay, this is how you're supposed to be reporting these subsidies. And based on your data and the correct methodology, you're way out of compliance.
Connor explains that the WTO was created to limit countries in providing subsidies that would distort international markets. Of the two possible next steps, one is it will be discussed at an upcoming ministerial meeting where India will try to negotiate a new exemption, and they may or may not get support for it. He hopes that will not happen, as it could undermine agriculture agreements in the WTO in general. And the other possible next step is
at some point looking at a WTO case to kind of get the official word showing that India's violating their WTO commitment. Because right now it's kind of a he said, she said exercise. And at this point hasn't stopped India from headed down the road they're on.
Connor says that underreporting subsidies leads to overproduction, massive public stocks, and often commodity dumping on the world market. I'm Lori Boyer. For more ag information, log on to agriculture.com.
Still needing a bull? Lewin Burger has yearling bulls and year-and-a-half suitable for cows, available for pickup or immediate delivery. These are dependable Simmental Angus cross with good disposition, hybrid vigor, and calving ease. Call Lewin Burger today, 785-268-0647.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Colton Tripp. With spring breeding season for cattle approaching, K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner discusses sinking protocols for replacement heifers, explaining that the product, MGA, is used to only synchronize beef for dairy heifers, describing the different breeding options that producers can put in place and where operators can go to find more information about these protocols.
A few important things that I think we want to keep in mind when we think about the use of MGA in these replacement heifers is that, number one, MGA is only approved for beef and dairy replacement heifers when we think about breeding females. And so it's not approved for mature cows, but it's approved for these replacement heifers.
Warner highlights the different breeding systems producers can implement.
We really have four different options with how we can breed those females if we decide to use MGA. But regardless of which of the following regardless of which of the methods that we use to breed those females, because we can either just simply heat detect those females, we can do a combination of heat detection and fixed time AI, we can do fixed time AI only, or we can breed those females via natural service. So we have four different options there if we decide to use MGA. But regardless of which method that we use to breed those females, if we feed MGA, we've got a 14-day feeding period up front, and then we have a period that will range anywhere from 14 to 19 days on the back end after we feed that MGA, in which that product must not be fed. We have to have a clearance period there for that synthetic progestin to clear the system.
He lists links and other resources that people can use.
BeefRepro.org or KSUBeef.org are two really good resources that I encourage folks to go to for further details on those protocols. Make sure that you're reaching out to either your local extension agent, your local extension office, or your area or state beef cattle specialist in your region. There's some really good resources there to be able to help navigate folks and make sure that we're doing things right and getting our timelines and our protocols set well in advance of the breeding season to make sure that we've got good reproductive success and good pregnancy rates here this coming up breeding season.
That was K-State Extension cow-calf specialist Jason Warner on understanding synchronization periods for replacement heifers with the use of MGA and what producers should keep in mind during that time period. I'm Colton Tripp, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Moving through a Friday as we get a little closer to the end of the trade day over in the grains market. There are a few green numbers across the board over here now, but the rest of these numbers are still deep into the green. For the seeds market, we have been mixed to mostly lower since the start of the day. And for the livestock, the cattle have been well into the green for the most part. And the hogs, they continue to hang out all in the red. In the corn market, July corn down 10.5 at 457 even. In September, down a dime at 464 and a quarter. Kansas City wheat for July down 18.5 at 686 and three quarters. In September, down 18 and three quarters at 697 and a quarter. In the oats market, July oats now up 3 3/4 at 365 and a half. In September, down 0.5 cent at 367 and three quarters. In the bean market, July beans down 15.5 at 1177 even. In August, down 14 cents at 1175 and three quarters. Soybean meal for July up $1.20 at 333.70. And August up 80 cents at 326.60. Soybean oil for July up 20 cents at 73.86. In August up 9 cents at 72.18. In the canola market, July canola up 290 at 738.90, and November up 210 at 749.70. In the cotton market, July cotton down 354 at 80.40, and December down 272 at 81.76. Looking at the currencies for the first time today, the U.S. dollar index for June up 39 cents at 99.12, and September up 42 cents at 98.90. The euro for June in the red down to $1.16, and the same goes for September in the red at $1.16. And the Japanese yen for June in the red down to 63 cents, and September also in the red, and it's at 63 cents. Looking at our midday stock market numbers, and the S&P 500 and NASDAQ continue to fall, strained by tech pullback and yield spike, with the Dow Jones currently down 403 points at 49,660. The S&P 500 down 56 points at 7,445, and the NASDAQ down 234 points at 26,400. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. Your best resource for groundwater exploration and production is Hydro Resources. With decades of experience, Hydro Resources is your go-to for drilling and servicing wells for any commercial or irrigation needs. With more than 15,000 wells drilled and counting, Hydro Resources is determined to help you with any of your groundwater construction service needs. Call today at 620-227-2389 or go online to hydroresources.com. Hydro Resources, your best resource for groundwater exploration and production.
Visit Maximum Outdoor Equipment and Service in Andover for your steel outdoor power tools this season. From legendary chainsaws and dependable trimmers to powerful blowers, hardworking hedge trimmers, power washers, sprayers, and more, steel is designed for reliability and built for the long haul. Stop by Maximum Outdoor Equipment in Andover, your authorized local steel dealer, for your outdoor power tool needs. South of 21st and Andover Road or MaximumOutdoor.com.
Maximum Outdoor.
KNDY.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have backed away from the rally that propelled the averages to all-time highs this week. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones was down 400 points and back below 50,000. The S&P was off 0.9%, the NASDAQ 1.2%. Starbucks has announced another round of corporate layoffs and said it plans to shutter some regional support offices as part of its ongoing turnaround. About 300 people will lose their jobs, none in Starbucks coffee shops, though. Fewer females in the corner office. The group 50-50 Women on Boards now says women sit in just under 3 out of every 10 company boards. A year ago, it was just over 30%. The group points to a backlash against DEI initiatives. Here's a dream team, Warren Buffett and Steph Curry. The billionaire and the basketball superstar have agreed to host a fundraiser lunch. The highest bidder on the eBay auction paid just over $9 million and will dine with Buffett and Curry. Jim Ryan,
Scott Brothers Petroleum appreciates the security the U.S. military gives to the citizens of this country. Thank you to all those who served in the military, past and present. From all of us at Scott Brothers Petroleum in Philly, Humboldt, Hanover, Falls City, and Blue Rapids, supplying fuel, propane, and oil. Western National Bank recognizes all the men and women who have served or are currently serving in the military. Your dedication to keep America safe is an inspiration to all of us. Thank you so much. From all of us at Western National Bank, proudly serving 11 locations throughout Nebraska and Kansas. Member FDIC. Armed Forces Day is May 16th, and Hamish Trucking Incorporated hopes everyone will raise the flag in honor of those who protect this country. Thank you for your dedicated service to America. From Hamish Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
A salute to the seniors and graduating class of 2026 from Valley Heights High School. From Parker C., Gaines Automotive, Route 77 Corner Store, Blue Valley Trailer C., Christy Anders Funeral Home, Performance Ag, Sapp Brothers Petroleum, and St. Mark's Lutheran Church. Commencement exercise is Saturday, May 16th, 2 p.m., and the Valley Heights seniors include Cadence Pearson, Krista Porter, Ruger Ryan, Lily Schleifer, Violet Schleifer, Ava Smith, Creighton Smith, Lawson Stryker, Ella Swearingen, Mia Vermetten, Caden Weaver, Bryce Wittengartner, and Kevin Zimmerman. A salute to the seniors and this year's graduating class of Valley Heights High School from St. Mark's Lutheran Church, Sapp Brothers, Performance Ag, Christy Anders Funeral Home, Blue Valley Trailer Sales, Route 77 Corner Stores, Dane's Automotive, and Parker C. A salute to the seniors in the graduating class of 2026 of Washington County High School from C Street Styles, Washington County Veterinary Clinic, Baruta Implement, M&M Tires, FNB of Washington, and Blue Valley Technologies. 20 years from now, you'll be more disappointed by the things you didn't do than by the ones you did do. That's our class motto. And the seniors this year include Brody Applegarth, Jory Bentz, Lawrence Branson, Eli Chandler, Destiny Christensen, Brianne Fincham, Noah Hoover, Tucker Huban, Alyssa Gentleman, and Jaden Laughlin. Commencement exercises Sunday, May 17th at 2 at Washington County High School. And a salute to this year's class from Blue Valley Technologies, FNB of Washington, M&M Tires, Baruta Implement, Washington County Veterinary Clinic, and C Street Styles. Highland Community College would like to congratulate the area high school graduates for their hard work and dedication. Are you ready for your next step? Highland offers classes at affordable rates close to home and online. HCC summer and fall enrollment is open now. Complete the free application for admission at highlandcc.edu/apply. Need more information? Phone 785-442-6020 or visit highlandcc.edu. Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt.
Today's country, all day, every day, 95.5 KNDY. Streaming on the KNDY app. KNDY FM, Marysville.